If you buy Bitcoin today, there's going to be a day when Bitcoin gets super overvalued. It will be the biggest bubble in the history of mankind, and it'll never, no other bubble will compare to this bubble that we're going to have. All the presidential assassinations and attempts were done by the banking system. You understand you can't mess with them. The highest price for a tulip was effectively the price of a large mansion. It was the highest price. So you could expect Bitcoin to do something way beyond that, way, way beyond that in the final bull run. You're going to be alive to see this happen, to witness this historical event. And I hope you are positioned correctly. I hope you have some Bitcoin, and I hope you have the fortitude to go, yeah, I can buy a super yacht with one of these Bitcoins.
Hey, crypto family, welcome back to the 100X show. And we have a legend here on the show, a Bitcoin OG who's been in Bitcoin since a dollar, DaVinci J15 himself. Hey, DaVinci, how are you?
You know, I'm 5x5 here in Dubai. How you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Great to have you here. So for those people who maybe haven't heard of you, kind of tell us who DaVinci J15 is.
Well, I've been in the space since 2011. But I've been doing YouTube videos since 2008, when I realized our financial system was a fraud. It transfers wealth from the poor and the middle class to the rich. And I wanted to tell people how to protect themselves. And once I heard about Bitcoin, I saw that, oh my gosh, as a software developer, I saw that this was going to work. And because I studied monetary history, I knew that this was the money of the future. And so I thought for sure that I was going to be the savior of my community, because we were all waiting for silver to go to the moon, and it was, you know, going really slow. And so, but this was definitely going to take off, I felt. And so I tried to tell people, hey, you got to buy this. And they just didn't believe me. They thought I was crazy. They thought I was nuts. They thought I lost my mind. And I even tried guaranteeing their money. I even have a video up, if you look for a while, where I guaranteed people's money if they wanted to, up to $1,000, right, if they bought Bitcoin, because I knew that this was going to work.
Now, what gave you the conviction early on that this was going to work? Because it's one thing to kind of be a developer, but to actually have the conviction to put capital into this and tell people, almost guarantee them that it's going to work.
Well, because I knew that our current financial system was a fraud, and it was not going to be fixed, even with gold and silver. Actually, in fact, most people will get wiped out because they just won't buy gold and silver before it's too late. And so I knew that gold and silver is not the solution. And I even tried to develop something similar to Bitcoin in the past. So technically, it could be Satoshi, but but I'm not.
Technically.
They want to die. So I knew the same things that he did, that, you know, even if I did build it, I couldn't tell anybody about it, because that would be my death warrant, because of the way the banking system works. If you understand that all the wars and everything, all the assassinations were done by the banking system, all the presidential assassinations and attempts were done by the banking system, you understand you can't mess with them. You can't take away their powers and not expect to get some sort of retaliation.
So, it sounds like cartel.
So yeah, they are cartel. I mean, if you read the book, the Creature from Jekyll Island, that's what they are described as, a cartel, because they got it together back in to 1911 or 1912, I think it was, and then they plotted to create the central bank for the Federal Reserve as a cartel of banks. And so yeah, this was plotted against the American people, where they get to print money for nothing. So
wow.
Now this system is a devious system, because if I could print money, let's just make it simple for your audience. If I could print money and you have to work for it, you're a slave to me. It's that simple.
Very simple.
It's that simple. And you may not feel like a slave, but that's what they want you to feel like. Because if the slave master understands that, you realize that you're a slave, you're going to rebel. So they're happy with the fact that you right now, hey, I don't know what you're talking about, Da Vinci. I don't feel like a slave. And they're like, yeah. this is a system, and I knew that there had to be something better. And because I failed at trying to build it, I looked at what Satoshi was doing, how he built it, how it was designed, how it will work into the future, as more and more people can mine, and it will, mining will become like mining in mining industry for gold. Only a few industrial class people will be able to mine, but that's okay. Even the individual can still mine as it is today. It's just like a person who's padding for gold, right?
What was the price of Bitcoin when you got into Bitcoin? Because you were very, very early.
Yes, I got into Bitcoin in March of 2011. That's when I started buying, and it was under a dollar for most of March. And then after that, it was over a dollar. And it never went back to below a dollar after that. The lowest price I found in an email was 67 cents. Is what I paid for it. But then again, I did get free Bitcoin at first because there was faucets back then. Faucets to where you can actually just get free Bitcoin. You just give them the address and basically just paid it. Right?
How long have you held Bitcoin? Because it's one thing to get in early, but then to kind of hold over time through the fluctuation, the volatility.
Yeah, up until now, I mean, I probably still hold Bitcoin.
Definitely incredible story. Now, what's your Bitcoin price prediction? Because let's say right now Bitcoin's almost what, 30K. Some people think Bitcoin has essentially that ship has already sailed. It's too late to get into Bitcoin now. There are other maybe altcoins or whatever. But what do you think of Bitcoin now? And what's your prediction for the next cycle?
Well, it's not too late to get into Bitcoin because Bitcoin will be the money. It has to be value, has a valuation. Total market cap valuation around $10 trillion in order to start to become money. We got a long ways to go, and a lot of people will be coming into Bitcoin. And if you take a look at the Bitcoin dominance, it is clearly indicating that we are going to see Bitcoin outperform everything in the market. So I really think that Bitcoin will do very well next cycle. We're going to see Bitcoin probably get up as high as, anywhere from $160,000 to maybe even $400,000.
Oh, wow. So very, very bullish. Mm-hmm. I was predicting it's going to go to maybe 150K. Mm-hmm.
I think because most people are like very, very conservative now, we'll probably see something outrageous.
The big narrative is Bitcoin is a store of value. It's digital gold. But now you have other altcoins like Ethereum becoming a store of value. What do you think of ETH as a store of value versus Bitcoin?
Well, Vitalik said it best when he first invented it. It's not money. And it's just a means to run applications on his network. And why is it not money? It's because it's somewhat centralized. Because it's somewhat centralized, it can never function as money.
In terms of the nodes and things like that. Okay, that makes sense. Now, what do you think about altcoins? Because lots of people who get into crypto the first time, they see Bitcoin, they see the price, they think it's expensive, not looking at the valuation of the market cap or FTV. And they want to get into new currencies, whether it's Pepe, Shiba Inu, all these other altcoins. What's your stance on altcoins?
Yeah, I mean, some altcoins will outperform Bitcoin for a time, but then, most of them will just, either go to zero or not perform as well because they cannot compete with Bitcoin. They'll either have a niche market or die off completely. I think both Litecoin and Dogecoin are in that that category. Now, does it mean that all meme coins and other coins will go to zero? No. Like Shiba Inu might continue for a long time. But in the end, it's only going to be used in a niche market, niche environment in the very end. But it will stabilize at a very, very low price in comparison to where you, if you had just bought Bitcoin altogether. So
compare gold and Bitcoin. What do you think gold has done right? And what do you think gold is limited in terms of versus Bitcoin as a store value? And different
well, assets. Gold has always been money for 5,000 years, and it will remain so for a long, longer than Bitcoin our fiat currencies will be for sure. But it will always be used as money for quite some time into the future. Now, is there a lot of gold out there? Yes, there is. We don't know how to get it. Most of it. The majority of it's in the ocean, and it's in very tiny particles, and it's not worth it to actually try to get that gold. It will cost too much, and so that's the problem right now. It's difficult to get the gold, and people say gold in the asteroids. Yeah, do you know how hard it is to mine an asteroid? Let's talk about mining one. Let's talk about landing just on the moon. Oh, do you think that we actually landed on the moon? Get real.
You think the whole thing was staged?
Oh, definitely. There's so much evidence of that. It's not funny. And on the top of that, you can see that if you ever watched the videos of nuclear explosions, lots of people could show you lots of proven that was staged too. In order to scare the Soviets, because you see that missing items out of the frame, the camera's still alive in the explosion. How did they manage that? I mean, come on, right? So yeah, it is clear that in order to they couldn't get to the moon, they wanted to make it look like we did to lie to everybody. So
interesting theories. Who do you think Satoshi is? Because some people say that maybe he was part of the NSA or some government agency or whatever to emit Bitcoin as a way to kind of eventually control people and money. What do you think? Who do you think he is?
I don't know who he is, but I do know he worked for the NSA. And the reason why is because he used a particular piece of code that only an NSA agent would have known to use. No one else would have done the same thing that he did. Because the particular code that he chose was a randomizer that didn't have a backdoor that was placed by the NSA. So how did he come up with that? There's not possible. Most people, so including myself, would have used a randomizer, a standardized randomizer. He used a non-standard randomizer. Why would he do that? It doesn't make any sense. No other developer would have done that, right? So it's only when Snowden released that information that all other randomizers have a backdoor from the NSA that it became clear that he must have known.
So how does that work? So they're using an open source randomizer that has a backdoor component to it or something?
No.
In the code?
No. The NSA, all the certified randomizers, they have a backdoor to.
And that's the software code that creates a random number,
yeah, because computers have difficulty coming out with random numbers. So, yeah, so all the certified ones had like some sort of means of reverse engineering what the random number came up with.
That's crazy. So do you have any other, I guess, very fascinating, not conspiracies, but just beliefs that you want to share in terms of crypto? So Satoshi, anything like that?
Well, I think that people don't see how big this is going to be. They don't understand that if you buy Bitcoin today, there's going to be a day when Bitcoin gets super overvalued. It will be the biggest bubble in the history of mankind, and no other bubble will compare to this bubble that we're going to have. Why? It will outpace the Tulip bubble. It will outpace the South Sea bubble. It will outpace the Nikkei, everything that we have any history of historical bubble. Why? Every single market bubble was based on a specific niche or a specific aggregate in our economy. For example, tulips, right? It's just a flower. The South Sea bubble was a shipping company. And you're thinking, well, you know, people just went crazy thinking that this can go on up forever. Yeah, that's true. But also, the difference is that that was just a specific thing. What's really, other thing that's really important to remember is that money is just an aggregate, just another thing. And can you imagine if everybody is running out of the current money they're in into the new money? That bubble will be so massive, it's not funny, because there's a limited supply and a fixed supply, and they can't make any more, can't expand it. You can always buy more tulips. So the highest price for a tulip was effectively the price of a large mansion. Large mansion. It was the highest price. So you could expect Bitcoin to do something way beyond that, way, way beyond that in the final bull run that will obviously come back to normal, to something logical, but not before. And then they'll never, ever see that price again, ever, never. But even in multiple lifetimes, it will never see the price, but it will happen. And you're going to be, everybody here that's watching, most likely, unless you're super old, you're going to be alive to see this happen, to witness this historical event. And I hope you are positioned correctly. I hope you have some Bitcoin, and I hope you have the fortitude to go, yeah, I can buy a super yacht with one of these Bitcoins. And I can buy, what's it called? One Bitcoin costs an Airbus A380. Maybe that might be overpriced.
Now, hold on. Don't you think people who are already in the crypto space, that maybe in other crypto assets, would already get exposure to that? Whether it's Ethereum, whether it's Solana or other crypto assets?
Yes, they will, but nothing will outpace Bitcoin, because Bitcoin can't be modified by a central authority. Ethereum can, Solana can, Matic, Polygon, Binance.
So basically, you think at the end it will eventually turn to almost like a low cap altcoin in terms of just going through the roof price?
Yeah, I mean, all the current cryptos will benefit from this bubble. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But Bitcoin will outpace them all by orders of magnitude.
Well, it's definitely been a pleasure having you on here. Where can people learn more about you, DaVinci?
Yeah, you can find me at DaVinciJ15. That was my username that I was using. I wasn't planning on becoming famous. Just wanted to do YouTube videos to explain some stuff, right? And yeah, so, but my account is found everywhere, DaVinciJ15 on Twitter, Instagram, you name it. And also, you know, I have a website called DaVinciJ15.com. And if you're interested in Davitar NFT, where you can get special perks and privileges by owning an NFT, you can do so by looking up an OpenSea Davitar or heading over to davitar.com.
All right. Awesome. It's a pleasure having you. And thank you so much for coming on the show.
I appreciate it.
See you next time.
See you.
Thank you for watching this video. If you enjoyed it, we have even more content for you at Tokenometrics. Get there using the link down below.